Okay, David, my first question for you is this. What's the band up to? And give us a little update from the road right now.
Well, we've been touring. We just did a European tour with Overkill and Destruction. We did about, I guess we did 20 or so dates all over Europe. And then we came home, had a little break, and now we're out touring the United States with Destruction. And currently we're on our way to Texas to do 3 dates in Texas and then back to California to play down in Southern California, and then we're done. So we've got 6 more shows in this tour.
I remember when the album came out, and we talked quite a bit about this, and I've been playing this album on my radio show for quite a bit for the past, year or so. And how's the reception been for you so far with the release of this album?
It's been really positive. Really positive, you know, for people that have gotten it. We're just trying to get it out there more. Unfortunately, our label doesn't have the best distribution, so the States, I think it's really hurt us. But we're, you know, as we're touring, we're also bringing CDs along so that, you know, people that are hearing us for the first time can actually purchase the CDs from us. But so we're just trying to, you know what I mean, we're just trying to get it out there even more. You know, but unfortunately, we have to work hard and be on the road a lot to do that. So.
Now, David, this album, at least from what I've seen, I've had nothing but great responses from listeners. I've seen great reviews in magazines. And to be honest with you, I haven't seen any bad reviews on this record. And, you know, maybe tell me a little bit about, you know, the response for this. Did you expect the response to be as good as it has been for you?
No, I don't think we expected it. I think we knew we had a good piece of product there. We were definitely all happy with it, and we felt strongly that, you know, that we put up our best effort. But, you know, we had no idea, you know, what was going to happen and how it would be, you know, received and what the response would be. So we're really happy about that. Our only thing, like I was saying in a prior question, is that, you know, we just feel like with the response that we've gotten, if we would have been with a label that was strong enough to really push it out there in a big way, a lot more people would have been, you know, exposed to it. And who knows what could have happened. So we're still trying to push it as much as we can.
Many record labels nowadays are struggling really bad financially. And do you think this could have something to do with the situation you're facing with the distribution of your album here in the U.S.?
No, I think it's just its mascot is they're based out of Holland and they just don't have... You know, they're very new in the States. You know, they're trying to do a distribution, have a company here, and doing that here. You know, so I think they're still trying to build, you know, over in the United States, and they're just not that strong yet.
Now let's talk about the tour a little bit here. And you've been touring for quite some time. And, you know, how has the tour gone for you over here in the U.S.? You know, maybe name some shows that were really good, that did really well for you, that you thought went really well. And just talk about, in general, how the tour over here in the United States for you, at least, or in the U.S., has really gone for Heathen.
The response has been really good, and the tour actually has been surprisingly good. You know, we've heard a lot of horror stories of how the States can be, you know, because the kids are just not coming out, you know, that much. And we've had a few shows that were a little bit dead, but, you know, the ones that were, you know, just not, you know, maybe like not that many people, the kids that did come were definitely into it, you know, and, you know, you just have to treat it just like any other show. You know, you have to, you know, they paid their money and they're coming to see you, and you got to make sure you make a good impression. But we've had some really good shows. Chicago was amazing. Ottawa, Montreal, you know, Cleveland was good. And then, you know, it was cool. We went into New York. New York was amazing. Boston was, we played a small place in Boston, but the kids were, they were awesome there. So, you know, it's been actually really, really good, and the response has been great.
Now, you played over here in Cleveland, and, you know, since we're here in Cleveland, Ohio, talk a little bit about that show. How did that show go for you? What were some of the highlights for you playing here in good old C-Town? And talk a bit about the show you played here in Cleveland.
you know, it was a good show, and it was a decent turnout, you know, for, I think it was, gosh, I forget what day it was. All kind of a blur. But they were definitely loud and really receptive and mailed on kids after the show, and everybody was really cool, and, you know, it definitely made us feel welcome. You know, I think that they responded well to Destruction as well, and Warbeast. You know, I didn't get to see. I think there was a hometown band that played, but I didn't get to see them. So, but it was cool. It was very cool. Nice to be back in Cleveland for sure.
Now, as you know, Europe has been a hotbed for this type of music for quite some time, and it's still doing very well over there. And, you know, talk a little bit about your European tour here. And, you know, talk a little bit about how that's gone for you. Maybe talk about some good shows going on over in Europe that you guys played.
Well, you know, that whole tour, this last tour, we did a headlining tour on our own last year. And then this one was with Overkill, and it was definitely, you know, their crowd. I mean, we had a lot of fans there as well, but we made a lot of new fans, people that never even heard of us or heard our music at all. You know, so it was a really good experience for us to do that. And the kids all over Europe are pretty amazing, and you know, they really came out in good numbers. I think it was a really good package, you know. But it was just a strong bill all the way around. And, you know, we'd like to see that happen more in the States, you know. But I think that the promoters over in Europe, they really understand how to get the kids out there. And the kids are, you know, just much more aware of what's happening in the local, you know, club scenes and everything.
David, I'm guilty of this. I don't get to go to shows that much. But in Europe, man, they just find the time to do it. And, you know, do you think it's a culture thing? Do you think that's why people still go to shows?
I think so. But I also think that, you know, I mean, I know that, you know, in the States, if you are Metallica or Megadeth or Slayer or something like that, and you're out there, you know, thousands of kids are coming to the show. So, you know, there's plenty of metalheads across the country. I just don't think that a lot of kids are aware of, you know, certain clubs and what's going on. I don't think that they're, you know what I mean, that there's just not... It's not, you know, I don't think that the promoters do a very good job of promoting their shows in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that as, you know, and as a whole, you know, when you play a show in Europe, you play in these clubs, you know, the clubs are set up to take good care of the bands. They, you know, they feed the bands good. It's everything's on the up and up. They, you know, it's a very professional situation. Some of the clubs that we go in the United States and even in Canada. You know, some of the clubs are, and, you know, the club owners, you know, they don't really about the bands. All they care about is, you know, how much money they make, and, you know, they're even trying to take a piece of your merchandise when you come in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, you know what I mean, and merchandise is our bread and butter, you know, and it's just kind of one of those things where they're sort of taking advantage, and they don't really, a lot of places don't put anything back into their clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes sound is bad. And a lot of times you can't even get a shower. You know, it's a little bit, you know, bad. It used to be a lot better back in the day, but it's definitely gotten worse in some places. Some places are better than others. So
I've been there, done that.
yeah, I mean, it's tough sometimes.
Yeah, I've been down that road with some of the clubs, especially around here. I've had, you know, my fair share of issues with certain individuals, and so I've been down that road. So, you know, talk a little bit about the upcoming album. You know, you have a new album. Have you written some songs? You know, talk about your plans for an upcoming Heathen album.
Oh, absolutely, we do. And you know, we've actually had some other record offers, better record offers. And we're actually looking into that stuff because, you know, we haven't been so happy with Mascot, you know, just because they just, their lack of presence, you know, they just, you know, they just don't seem to know how to get certain things done. And they're not really a metal label, so there's a lot of things that are just a mystery to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely, you know, we are definitely looking forward to, putting another album together. We already have material, you know, for probably a little more than half of the new album at this point now. So definitely, we'll probably be in the studio. I would say sometime. sometime in the beginning of the year. We could actually shoot and record an album.
Now, I know you're in the demo stages, David, and I'm just curious how the new material is going for it. And, you know, how would you compare some of these songs that you've written for this upcoming album compared to, say, the last Heathen album you just put out?
It's hard to compare anything at this point. Because, like you said, I mean, it's not even in the demo stage, you know, because we had some songs that were, you know, sort of in, you know, in the works for the last album. And there were songs that weren't included on the newest album, and it wasn't because they weren't good enough. It's just that, you know, we had so much to choose from. We sort of dialed in on certain songs, and, you know, certain songs just got left out of the mix, you know, for a later time, you know. And we definitely, you know, I think some songs we just felt like maybe they'd be better for the next one and not necessarily the, you know, Evolution of Chaos, but, you know, we tried to choose. And still those songs are in development, you know, and then of course we have plenty to write as well, and new stuff to write. So,
well, to be honest, I'm really looking forward to it because this album has been a staple of my playlists for the past year of my show, and I really think this album is just awesome in my opinion.
It's kind of a not scary, but it's, you know, I'm real interested to see, you know, how it goes because, you know, because I definitely look as a fan listening to it, you know, as far as the music and everything. I feel like it's a very strong effort by us, and I hope that we can at least match that standard or surpass it on the next one. You know, we definitely always want to improve, you know, and I think we've definitely got a pretty big mountain to climb on this next one. You know, it's going to be interesting, you know, to go through the process again, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to deliver.
Now, you released such a great record. You know, this past Heathen album is just awesome. And, you know, many people, there are so many high expectations for albums these days. And, you know, I could tell you, just from my last year for doing album reviews, David, that it's been very difficult for me to pinpoint what my favorite releases are because, I mean, there are so many great records out there, and I'm thinking to myself, man, you know, how are these bands going to top some of these releases? It just baffles me. And, you know, so my next question for you, and this is kind of leading up to what I want to get into, is when you go into writing another album, and an album is highly praised as the one you just put out, do you ever get that fear, man, am I going to top this? Do you go into the songwriting thinking, okay, we got to top this record? Or, you know, do you just let it kind of come out naturally and say, hey, look, you know, we're going to write the best songs that we think we can write. You know, we're not going to try to go on a quest to top the next album. We're just going to hope people like them. And, you know, talk a bit about that. Do you go in there with that type of fear, not topping the last album?
Well, I mean, maybe a little. I mean, I don't know. I don't think that it really, I mean, when we were writing the last record, I mean, definitely Victims was a strong piece of work, you know, to where we knew we had to satisfy those, you know, our fans, you know, and we had to come through. So, you know, we definitely try to put our best foot forward, and I think we'll just definitely do that again. I think it's just a challenge. It's not, you know, it's not any kind of fear involved. It's just a challenge, you know. I'm just hoping that will be, like I said, like, I'm just hoping that we'll deliver, and I'm sure that we will. We've got, you know, a strong lineup, and everybody's, you know, strong songwriters, and we're all our worst enemy and our worst critics, you know. So, you know, I'm sure it'll happen. I just hope that we can do it in a timely manner so that we can, you know, have some strong product, you know, because we've had so much space in between records that, you know, we definitely would like to break that cycle.
Well, touring, as we know, is a series of ups and downs, David. And, you know, I mean, you're on the road for quite some time. You know, people can get nerves, get frayed, you get tired. You know, all sorts of things just happen on the road that, you know, most people just don't expect. And, you know, my question for you, you know, for this tour, what have been some of the hardest things for you? as far as being on tour and playing shows and doing what you've been doing for the past few months. And, you know, what are some of the easier things? What are some of the best things about doing it? And because, you know, most people think life on the road is great, and some people think life on the road is bad, but kind of give us your story on your life on the road.
Well, I think the most difficult is just being away from, you know, our families, you know, and traveling a lot, you know. You know, you're sleeping on a bunk, and you're just, you know, you're moving all the time. The easiest thing is to get out there and do what we do best, you know, and that's the fruit of it, you know, that's the fun. So we all live for that. All of us love to perform, you know, so that's just the icing. But I think, you know, just being away from home, you know, that can be tough. You know, it's different when you're in your 20s and you're doing it, you know, and you're pretty much, you know, you don't have any kind of, you know, real responsibilities, you know. Now we're all, you know, a bit older, so we definitely all have responsibilities, and we definitely have to, you know, make everything that we do has to make sense. So we're out on the road, you know, it's a sacrifice that we make.
All right, man. This is something I've been asking lots of bands while they're on tour. Not really when they're not on tour, but while they're on tour, David White. If I were to ask David White right now, what's on your iPod? What are you listening to right now? What would you tell me?
Well, you know, it's funny, is I have my iPod, but you know, it's when you're listening to music and you're playing music at night every night, I think you're definitely looking for quiet time, you know. So I haven't really listened to that much music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the bus we have TVs and we have movies, and we've been watching, you know, right now the hockey playoffs, we've been watching a lot of hockey and some baseball and things like that, and it's sort of things to sort of break up, you know, and sort of steer away from what we do every night, you know.
Now here's something I wanted to ask you about the last time we talked, and that is for this record that you have out, you know, what are some of your favorite songs on the album? What songs have the most meaning to you, being a songwriter and being a part of recording? And talk a bit about that. What songs have the most meaning to you on this record, and, you know, and why?
It's Fade Away and No Stone Unturned, my two favorites, and right up there with those two are probably Silent Nothingness. It's probably my next favorite. And you know, Fade Away and Fade Away is more like a personal journey for me, and so that's why it's very personal. But I also just, you know, the song itself, it just has lots of cool elements to it, you know, that good melody, you know, in the vocals and chorus, with the middle part being kind of almost psychedelic. You know, it's just kind of a cool little vibe, but then it's also very thrashy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the kids can get into it, you know, live especially. And then No Stone Unturned is just, you know, it's definitely, you know, an awesome piece that Lee wrote, you know, as far as music goes. And it was just such a pleasure to write to it, you know. And it was wide open for vocals. And I think that was definitely, I tried to write from the perspective of the band's journey and what we had to do, you know, with the record itself and with, you know, with our road ahead, you know, is to push forward and seize the moment, you know.
Over the course of your lifetime and in going to concerts, David, I have to ask you, what, in your opinion, what band is the best that you've ever seen live?
If you had a live show, that's easy. The best live show I ever seen was Queen in the Game Tour.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting because, you know, I Freddie Mercury is one of my favorite singers of all time. In fact, big inspiration on me as a singer. And, you know, I never really got to see Queen live. I mean, he died before I really started going to concerts on a regular basis. And, you know, maybe describe to me, what were some of the highlights about seeing Queen? What was that band like to go and see live? I mean, how good was Queen as a live band?
Well, the thing is, the story that I have with that is that, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Queen. A friend of mine, his mom had actually turned us on to the album, The Game, or not The Game, but News of the World. And, you know, some cool songs on there, and I kind of dug it, you know, but I wasn't a huge fan or anything. And I was playing in a band called Blind Illusion at the time, and my drummer actually and I, we'd rented a house together, and we actually bought this old a GTX, you know, Ford GTX, for $50. And it had a dead battery, and it leaked oil, but you had to put a quart of oil in it every day. And you had to jump start it because we didn't have money to buy a battery yet, you know. And we rented some friends of ours from high school just were walking down the street one day, and they had said that they saw Queen that night before and that it was an amazing show. And they said, there's still tickets for tonight, you know, you guys should go. And they're like, we weren't doing anything. So we got tickets, and we jump started the car, put a quart of oil in the car, and drove to the Odeon Coliseum. And, it was just unbelievable. The light show, the music, everything was just stellar. It was stellar. And Freddie was just completely electric. The whole experience was just unbelievable, you know, and I was completely, you know, that transformed me and Brett into Queen fans forever, you know. I mean, they're like one of my favorite bands now, and it was all from that show. It was just amazing. And then to top it off, we get back in the parking lot, and we're like just praying that the car's going to start, because otherwise we're going to be totally screwed in the parking lot. And the car fired up, man. You know, it was one of those things. All right, we got to go, and we drove home. We're all cool, you know. But yeah, it was just they were just incredible. All the vocals, everything was just so amazing.
Well, David, we're ending the interview now, and for my last question, as I do with all bands that I do interview for the show, any last words you want to say to all the fans who'll be listening to this tonight?
I would just say, you know, support your local music and. Come out to the clubs, you know, because it's an intimate experience, you know, and it's going to big shows for the big concerts is cool and all that, but you can really get up close and can meet the bands when they come into town. So, you know, support local music and support your metal, you know. Get out there and buy records and buy CDs and all that stuff and you know, be a force to be reckoned with.
All righty.